I am very excited because there's a big event, and this is the first time actually that they're having this car show. It's at Jonathan Law right here in Milford. And so I want to welcome a few guests actually in studio right now. First of all, I have Nate and Kaden who are sitting in front of me, and I had so many emails that came from. I forgot to ask you, Victoria, which one is yours?
Kaden
is yours. Okay, Kaden, I got so many emails from your mother, and she is so proud of the work that's going into this weekend's event. So I want to thank you guys for coming in here into studio. Victoria, are you popping on the air, or do you want just the boys to? Okay. Yeah. I might come to you anyways, Mom, because I always love hearing proud moms and dads and hearing what they think.
I'm overly proud. So.
Yes. So I might come back to you. Don't worry.
I'm proud of both of them. They are both amazing human beings, so
that's
it's
beautiful.
An honor to be in both of their lives.
That's beautiful. I love that. Well, so Nate and Kaden, let me come to both of you. You guys have been friends for how long?
I'd say probably like in total like 10 years or so, or like probably like eight or 10, yeah.
8 years with a gap in between.
Yeah.
Nate's like, listen, I know how long we've been together. It's been quite some time. That's a beautiful thing.
Down to the hours. Right?
Right? Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. And Nate, I'm going to have you just turn that towards you a little bit.
Sure.
There we go. Now I can hear you nice and clear. So you guys have been friends since you were little kids. Now, are you seniors at law?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you want to do a car show?
Well, so my mom and my dad, they love cars, and they love Jeeps specifically, and we kind of, as like a group, we decided to have this event and raise money for our senior class trip, and so that everyone can go, and that there's no like complications for like other students who may not have like the money or who just don't want to go. They can just have the opportunity to go if we raise enough money. And yeah,
I think that's a really neat thing. So you saw a need, which is that you guys are doing a senior class trip, which is pretty common. You know, most high schools do something like that. But that there are some kids out there who just can't afford to do those trips.
Right.
So love that you wanted to step up and do something. What does the car show entail? Like, what can I expect on Saturday?
You could expect music. You could expect food. You could expect just cool cars and a cool experience.
Yeah, you could also expect raffles, some trophies that can be won, some vendors, too. Lots of things going on. Good vibes, good times.
We actually were able to get a lot of local businesses are sponsoring trophies. So Pantaccino Productions is sponsoring Best Themed Vehicle. We have Stonebridge is sponsoring Most Tasteful. Scoot and Paddle here in Milford is sponsoring Best Summer Ride. So we're trying to incorporate the businesses and what they were about in with the trophies. So,
I love that.
And ideally, we're hoping that some of the staff from the business comes out and votes for who they want to win their trophy.
That's cool.
So it's kind of a community event also. And it's looking like I think we're going to end up having to do it on Sunday, which was our rain date. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's a question. Where are you getting the cars? Like, where are these neat cars coming
from?
So
what we've been doing is we have flyers, and we've just been going around and putting them up in different businesses. You know, we've also taking the advantage of social media and just posting on there. Anyone can come. It's not like you have to like cars. Like I said, there's also going to be like vendors and stuff. So it's really just like a time to just like all get together. But if you do have a nice car or just want to put your car in the show, there is no cutoff year. So you can just put your car in and hopefully win some trophies or something.
So the reason I asked that, Kaden, is you guys don't know what's coming. So sometimes when you have car shows, you already know like the lineup.
Yeah.
You know which cars are going to be featured. You have no idea.
Nope.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, is the show at the school?
Yeah, so the show is going to be in the teacher's parking lot, and all the cars, all like the show cars will be there. And then spectators can park on the other side and then walk over and then, you know, just walk around and look at everything.
Yeah, so if I'm thinking correctly, you're talking like there's that pharmacy parking lot across the street. Are you talking there or
so it's kind of hard to explain because it's like it's kind of like it's an easy layout, but it's kind of hard at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Walgreens kind of across the street from the school,
right?
And so the parking lot across is
oh,
like,
that like there's like a bunch. There's a restaurant in there, like the Bin 100 and all that in there.
It's not that parking lot,
not
but
that
like,
guy,
but the school's parking lot. So that first parking lot, if you were to like, if you took a left out of like Walgreens, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That first parking lot is a spectator parking lot. And then if you keep going down, there's a it's more of like a square almost, like
Got
a giant square. That's where like the show cars are going
to
be.
Okay. It'll be pretty clear. That's what I'm trying to get is that people know where they're supposed to park and make sure
there'll be signs and everything. And I'll be the one, having the cars come through. It's $20 per car. And for students and teachers, it is... 10.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not bad at all.
For local Milford students, it's $10 with a student ID.
Yep.
And for staff, it's any Board of Ed member shows their ID, and it's $10 to register their vehicle.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I think this is such an amazing effort, and it's supporting kids who would like to celebrate with their class ahead of graduation, but maybe don't have the funds to do that. What is the goal? How much money are you hoping to raise?
I mean, as much as possible, but I would hopefully at least maybe like $5,000 would be nice to raise. I mean, you know, aiming big is always good, but it also leads for disappointment sometimes. So I think 5K is a good goal.
And right.
I think we'll definitely be able to reach that. And of course, if we make higher than that, that'll be perfect.
That's amazing. So it sounds like, again, Victoria, you were saying that it's probably going to now happen on Sunday just because of the weather, or when? How will we know that?
Correct. So there's a Facebook page, and
what is that page?
It is. Hold on, I don't even know.
Oh, that's okay. It's fine. I probably should have prepped you with that one, right? Probably should have told you that. If people wanted to like get more information, they want to know the time, all that good stuff.
Yep. So we're posting it like crazy everywhere. It says on the flyers that the rain date is the following day, the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from judging by the weather, people will just also know it's going to be
probably
on
Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm blasting it out to every car group. Because my husband and I have a classic vehicle, so we bring it to shows, so we know some of the people in the quote-unquote industry, if you will. I've been advertising it, and all the flyers say that the rain date is Sunday. So.
Let me know if you guys make a call tomorrow on it, because I'll put it in my news, let people know just so that they're aware of it and all that.
We'll know tomorrow afternoon. We have a meeting at the school, and that will be the final...
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been incessantly checking the weather.
I'm sure.
And, I've put a lot of work into this, as so have they. And so I've been like obsessing about the weather, but it looks like it's going to hold off on Sunday. So.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have great success. This is the first annual car show happening at Law right here in Milford. And it sounds like it's probably going to happen Sunday. We'll keep you posted on that. But certainly you could find more of the details, it sounds like, on Facebook and probably on social media.
Yep.
And hopefully you guys make it to your goal. Even past that would be great.
Right.
We would love that. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for coming together to make something so great to support other students in your class. Nate and Kaden, thank you so much. And Victoria, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For clearly raising, you know, a child who understands the importance of giving back, and excited to see how this weekend goes. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck.